Quentin's ribs screamed in complaint. He hoped they weren't broken. Doc Patah wasn't allowed to come out and do the sideline repairs that Quentin and his teammates had become so accustomed to. In the Prawat game, you played as is.
We're down a player, and that's hurting us. We have to even the odds. Becca, I need you to take a hit, and you have to sell it.
Quentin traced his torn fingertip across the hard surface, using his own blood to draw out a play as if he were a child and this was a dirt patch back on Mycovi.
Yasud, line up here. Becca, you cross here, and Yasud, you block her defender. When Becca goes down here, I throw to her. She takes the hit, gives up the ball. We actually want that, because Mumo, you will be here. Everyone got it?
Tired heads nodded. It took a moment for Quentin to figure out what Mumo was doing. Then it hit him. Mumo was laughing. The Krakens lined up.
Let's get it on!
Quentin rushed forward, two teammates on his left, two on his right, to Boykin staying back to defend the goal. He slowed, letting his teammates run ahead of him. Becca crossed the midfield line, then broke right. Her defender stayed a step behind her, but fell hard to a big block from Yasud. That left Becca wide open, but Quentin waited. Waited until another defender started over to cover her. Then he threw, knowing that she was going to get hurt, but also knowing that this had to be done. He'd thrown it higher than he needed to, forcing her to reach up, exposing her body. Just as her hands closed on the golden ball, the Prawat slammed into her ribs, rocking her back in a head-snapping hit. The golden ball sailed free and bounced off the pitch. The Prawat who hit her changed direction and scrambled after it. Just as the Prawat's black fingers closed on the golden orb, its game ended forever. Mumo had used the fumble as a distraction to close in. The key's body fully compressed, going from 12 feet 6 inches to a dense, compact 4 feet long from end to end. It suddenly extended, 600 pounds of angry key shooting out like a battering ram. The Prawat's arms and legs disintegrated in a cloud of spinning metallic bits. Its ex-body spun away down the pitch in a mad, bouncing cartwheel. Yasud scooped up the loose ball and ran wide right. Two Prawat closed in on him fast, but he was ready. Just as they tackled him, he threw the ball forward. It bounced once, then Cheboygan scooped it up with her one good tentacle. She had left the Kraken's rings unguarded to rush out as a surprise player that the Harpies hadn't expected. Prawat chased her, but they were a step too slow. The big rookie Squirno closed in on the goalie. It would be a one-on-one challenge. The ex-Walker goalie danced from foot to foot, trying to guess what deft move Cheboygan would throw before she leapt for the rings. But Cheboygan didn't try to make a move. The 360-pound Squirno ran the goalie right over, stomping her foot down on its chest for good measure as she jumped through the lowest ring. In the second half, momentum quickly swung in the Kraken's favor. Constant hitting and smashing started to slow the Prawat down. Without their speed advantage, they could do little to stop the bigger, stronger, human Squirno and key players. When the ref called full time, the Krakens had defeated the Harpies by a score of 120-80. The game was over.